USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Democrats are blasting President Trump's comments comparing their impeachment inquiry to a lynching. The president made the remarks in a tweet, and Hogan Gidley, White House Deputy Press Secretary, was asked on Fox News if the president would like to take back that tweet.
The president wasn't trying to compare himself to the horrific history in this country at all. What he was trying to point out clearly was that he has been attacked relentlessly by the mainstream media without cause, without evidence, since the day he took over in this office.
Former President Jimmy Carter is injured following a fall at his Georgia home. The 95-year-old suffered a minor pelvic fracture and was hospitalized. It's Carter's second fall this month. No school for the kids in Chicago once again as the teachers walked out of the classrooms and are on strike. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The Justice Department is announcing a new plan to collect DNA from migrants. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story from Washington.
The Trump administration wants to take DNA samples from detained migrants, and the Justice Department has given notice of a proposed rule that restores authority that was given to the Attorney General by the 2005 DNA Fingerprint Act. This law will direct the Department of Homeland Security to expand DNA collection from migrants detained at the border and the interior. The rule is being published today and will be open to public comment for 20 days.
A Colorado mother who portrayed her young daughter as terminally ill is now accused of murdering the girl. An indictment against Kelly Turner says she faked a series of medical conditions for 7-year-old Olivia Gant. Investigators say Turner gave Olivia medication she was not supposed to take before killing her in 2017. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
House Republicans are unveiling a health care plan after most of the 2020 Democratic presidential candidates have various plans, including Medicare for all. Colorado Republican Congressman Mike Johnson joins Fox and Friends and says that this plan would put the power back in consumers' hands instead of a bureaucracy.
The design here is to empower patients and their doctors instead of bureaucrats and insurance companies, which is really the problem right now.
President Trump is firing back at his critics in an exclusive interview. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky has the story.
We went through hell, my administration. People were destroyed. Their lives were destroyed. Not one person colluded. They found no collusion, no nothing.
President Trump fires back at Democrats who continue to meet in secret with witnesses on Capitol Hill and push forward with an impeachment inquiry. In an exclusive interview with Hannity on Fox News at the White House, the president telling Sean,
"To me, the word impeachment is a dirty, disgusting word. I didn't do a reason to be impeached. The only reason they're impeaching is because they look at the polls and they see Moody's just came out and said under all three scenarios, Trump wins easily."
And finally, Dunkin' Donuts that is rolling out a new plant-based menu option. Dunkin' says the Beyond Sausage sandwich will be available after a test run in New York. The sandwich will be available across the nation starting November 6th. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.